This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too. Hello down there to AM1000, WVWI, and a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what you do to keep us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is that you're doing and however you're doing it, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise Simon. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to start this out by playing our senator here in Florida. I believe he's one of the Gang of Eight. We've referred to him before, correct?
Yes.
All right, and let's listen to what he had to say about this impeachment stuff and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi.
From where you sit across the rotunda, what do you make of what's going on over there?
Not a lot. I think a lot of it is politics, obviously. Look, you have so here, they're calling people on every day to testify. Before they even testify, they make sure the press gets their written statement. And then afterwards, they leak out snippets of what was said. You don't get to hear the cross-examination. So it really strikes me as a political exercise, almost like an opposition dump. Every single day, they're just leaking out damaging information into the public narrative without any of the counter-narrative. But all that will have to come to an end at some point. And what we shouldn't forget is two things. Impeachment's a really big deal. Removing the President of the United States is not just an extraordinary measure. It's really bad for the country. It's traumatic. And number two is, you've got, I don't know what the percentage is, but a significant number of members of the House that have been looking to impeach this President, some of them before he was even sworn in. So you start to lose some credibility when you made up your mind about this back in November of 2016 because you didn't like the result of the election.
Now, there is no doubt in my mind, and I probably would think not yours either, that there is a concerted effort being made to try to sway public opinion, which, by the way, in the latest poll, only 36% of all those polled wanted the president impeached. The rest either had no opinion or didn't agree with it. And that's not what the majority of the country wants by an overwhelming vote. So what say you about all this?
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, does it? We have found that the Washington elites, the swamp, is dancing to their own music here. And, you know, anybody outside the Beltway doesn't matter, even if that includes the polls. This is, and Rubio's exactly right, this is yet another form of opposition research, formally and openly paid for by the taxpayer.
Yep.
Where they have conspired with the media because, you know, as Rubio just said, they're handing off the talking points to select media. Then they go out and they put out these little talking point snippets. But the Republicans are not allowed to do that. You know, they can't talk about anything because shit will throw them off the committees. So that's where we are.
Well, there was a colonel yesterday, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Alexander Vindman, who was the Director of European Affairs at the National Security Council, who was apparently coached along the way giving testimony, because the report that we've got, and this comes from Jim Jordan, was Adam Schiff intervened several times to get certain points brought out by the colonel giving his testimony. You heard that, right?
In legal sense, that's called leading the witness.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
And when any of the Republicans asked certain questions that Schiff didn't really want to have answered, he would stop the witness and prevent them from answering.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions that was asked of Vindman, because he said that he had shared his concerns and details of the call that Trump was on with Zelensky. And so the question was asked, well, who'd you share him with? And as soon as that question was asked, Schiff steps in and goes, no, we're not going to answer that. So if we find out what those details are and who he shared them with, then Lieutenant Colonel Vindman can be in violation of Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yeah. And there's
now, what's particularly interesting here is that Vindman has a twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
They both work in the White House. The twin brother's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have offices across from each other. They have worked in the Trump White House since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
July, I think, of... No, actually a little bit earlier than that. But so he actually apparently spoke to his twin brother about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's particularly remarkable here is he says he was concerned that what was going on in the phone call was going to possibly interfere or damage national security policy. Well, who is he to decide that? He doesn't determine that.
Yes, yes, and yes. Hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. By the way, yesterday the free gun a day giveaway was three. AR-15s. Not one, not two, but three AR-15s. And I don't know who won them, but there was nobody in the audience or would have known about it. But folks, you got to go over there and sign up for these free guns that they give away every day. And every now and then they pop off two or three in there instead of just the normal one. And if you do that, you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab. You'll see a little window that says enter the free gun a day giveaway. You do that. And hopefully somebody in this audience is going to win one sooner or later. We're getting closer all the time, but somebody in this audience is going to win one of those, or if they do the multiple guns, you might win the multiple ones. And don't forget that you can also, while you're there, take a look at becoming a member of the USCCA, because they have three different levels of membership. But with each one, when you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really neat gear from USCCA and that great award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, where every month you're going to get a bunch of discounts and coupons and whatnot in the magazine to save on things like, oh gosh, hunting, fishing, camping, RVing, boating, whatever, and of course shooting. But anyway, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I don't really know what this is all about, but I'm going to play it anyway. Apparently, Laura Ingraham and John Yoo were talking about espionage on the part of some on the left side of the aisle, and it drew an immediate response from CNN. Here's the conversation.
You know, David, I ask you the question, how do you impeach the character of Alexander Vindman, an active duty member of the military? Well, actually, the answer to that question is now right in front of me, because I understand on Fox TV last night, he was sneered. He was born in Ukraine, emigrated to the United States when he was 3 years old. I want to play this for you, but viewer discretion is advised here, because what you are about to see is disgusting.
Here we have a U.S. national security official who is advising Ukraine while working inside the White House, apparently against the president's interest, and usually they spoke in English. Isn't that kind of an interesting angle on this story?
I find that astounding, and you know, some people might call that espionage.
Wow, pretty strong.
Yeah. Look, Trump is, as I mentioned to you last night, Trump is in control of who's in that White House, mm-hmm. okay? He says that he's never even heard of Vindman or the Vindman twins,
yeah,
okay?
I heard him.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Then he needs to be in control of who's on his National Security Council.
Yep. And we talked about John Kelly, because John Kelly was put in charge of the White House, and he ran that White House.
Well, look, you know, Vindman, it is right. You know, he came here with his family when he was about 3 years old. They moved to what is known as Little Odessa, otherwise known as Brighton Beach in Brooklyn, because it has a fairly sizable population of Ukrainian refugees, if you will.
Okay.
And so, you know, he went through, went into the Army as an infantry officer in 1998. He graduated from the University of New York at Binghamton. He did tours in South Korea and Germany. He fought in the Iraq War, where he was wounded by a roadside bomb. You know, his chest in full uniform showed that he had combat infantry badge. He attended jump school.
He had a Ranger Army badge, Ranger. Too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, yeah, he graduated Ranger school and served with the what is known as the Tropics Lightning 25th Infantry Division. So, you know, he'd been assigned to embassy duties, and, you know, he calls himself not also a diplomat. Well, okay. So, he's got a master's degree from Harvard in Russian, Eastern European, and Central Asian studies and so forth. So, I mean, he is credentialed. The question then becomes, how did he get on the National Security Council, and did anybody vet him with that? Then he is, and his brother, I don't know all the credentials of his brother, the twin, but who is he to say that the investigation, I mean, he used the word demand that Zelensky investigate Biden's in Burisma. Well, that's not what Trump said in the call. He said, do me a favor. So there's a words matter here. You know, Trump didn't demand anything. Now, I will say this, and this is very important. Zelensky, when he was elected, in his campaign, remember he was a comedian.
Yep.
But his campaign, he ran on cleaning up corruption, the own swamp in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is one of the more corrupt nations in the world, and it's simply because, you know, they were part of Russia for the Soviet Union for a long time. All yeah. right. The issue is a lot bigger than Biden and Burisma. There is a case that is going before the UK, which I think has really come out of the European Union judicial system, that they have authority to investigate these two cats that were part of a bank system where they literally stole $5.5 billion out of the banking system.
Yep.
And the Ukraine had to then nationalize the bank. So they're trying to recover at least $3 billion. Well, this is why so many of these countries, these leaders, were very concerned about the investigations and prosecutors, not just for Ukraine, not just about the Bidens and Burisma, but also, in this nationalized bank, which, by the way, the monies went from Ukraine to Cyprus. Now, enter Rudy Giuliani. So it's a much bigger issue than Biden and Burisma. Zelensky ran on this platform to stop the corruption. He's well aware of it. And Trump is the top law enforcement officer. He has a duty, a fiduciary duty, to ensure that aid from the United States, when it goes to a country that is known for corruption, to ask a lot of questions. And Biden and Burisma was yet one of the concerns. So it's a lot bigger story than just Biden and Burisma. And this cat Vindman clearly knows about how deep and wide the corruption is and was in Ukraine. So shame on him for, not shame on his credentials, but shame on him for saying that what happened in this telephone call would, quote, undermine U.S. national security. Who is he to make that judgment?
Now, we've got a question from David, the Uber driver. Wouldn't the vote that's being held tomorrow in the House of Representatives be subject to a FOIA request to see who voted what?
You don't have to do a FOIA request. They generally publish the vote and who voted really the same day. I mean, you have to go over to congress.com and see how that happens, but it's there.
Okay, because if they vote electronically, we were being told nobody could see how they voted.
I'm not convinced of that. But again, there's already about a dozen that are not going to vote for the formalization of the inquiry.
And then,
I could be wrong.
And then David goes on to say, I don't think they're dancing to their own music. I think they're drinking their own poisonous Kool-Aid, and I truly believe that the American people believe in fairness. Okay, all right, that's from David. So there you go.
Well, it's already not, I mean, we've already seen that the whole thing is not fair. I mean, out there for us to, you know, for anybody that's paying attention to see that. It's already not fair. Now, in her resolution that she published yesterday, the Republicans are allowed to request witnesses, but those requests have to be accepted or they could be denied.
By the way, there's a plan coming out of the DNC that they want a 42% national sales tax. Oh, boy! That's coming from Bernie and Elizabeth. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. All right, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, 42% national sales tax. Holy cow! That's from the financial news at Yahoo. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A National Security Council advisor who was listening in on the July conversation between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine has testified on Capitol Hill. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testified that he confronted the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who emphasized the importance that Ukraine deliver the investigations into the 2016 election, also the Bidens and Burisma. House Democrats have drawn up the ground rules for the impeachment probe going forward. The draft authorizes the chair of the House Intelligence Committee to conduct open hearings. It also grants the ranking Republican on the committee the authority to issue subpoenas with the agreement of the Democratic chair. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 19 points, the S&P 500 down 2.5, and the NASDAQ down 49 points. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, which is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can be off and running on a tremendously good, high-paying job after 14 months of training as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college when you come out of high school. More of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, and that's a good thing. But the only thing that you may or may not know is that when you come out to take that trade, you're going to start that training to learn the trade. You're going to start out as an apprentice, and you're going to start out at what's called an 80%er, especially if you're in a union field like electricians or plumbers or maybe a welder or heavy equipment. You're going to start out at an 80% level. Now, how would you like the opportunity to hit the ground running, making $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat, or even more, depending on your God-given ability? Well, here's how you do it.
the National Aviation Academy. They can fill the void and give you a great career path with that starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make a lot more. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, the other one here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, all you got to do is check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. And when you get over there, ask to take the tour. Ask to tour one of their facilities. Now, you can also give them a call and do the same thing by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. What do you got to lose? Nothing. What do you got to gain? Bunch of money. Bunch of money, I'm telling you. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay? Now you got it. All right. The airwaves have been full of all types of military prognosticators and intel people and this, that, and the other talking about the al-Baghdadi raid. And a few people have been offended by the remarks that the president made where he talked about al-Baghdadi's death, and he was kicking and screaming and whimpering and crying and all that sort of stuff. I suspect that may have been the three kids he was dragging along with him when he headed into that tunnel to do himself, to kill himself and those kids. But listen to this report from a Colonel Peter Mansour.
Help us understand this. The killing of al-Baghdadi, how does it change the dynamic on the ground for U.S. forces? Does it?
It really does not. We saw this back in the Iraq War in 2006 when Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of the forerunner to ISIS, was killed, and it really didn't change the dynamic on the ground at all. These terrorist groups are decentralized, they have a cellular structure, and someone else will pick up the reins and move on from here. It's a nice win for the United States, as was the killing of bin Laden, but that didn't end al-Qaeda, and this won't end ISIS either.
Besides the details that the president discussed, could the way he described al-Baghdadi as a dog, a coward, saying he was whimpering, screaming, and crying, this type of description, could this be used by ISIS?
No, actually, I think that's kind of good. You want to paint these people as less than 10 feet tall. They like to consider themselves heroes to the jihad against the West. And, you know, you want to say you're a bunch of losers. I kind of applaud those remarks, quite frankly.
Now, one of the things that's lost in all of this is the fact that we got two high-value targets. We didn't just pick up a couple of ISIS fighters, which is what some people are saying, but there was a number of the lieutenants and officers, if you will, in the ISIS movement that were traveling with al-Baghdadi. And we nailed two of them. We captured two of them in the raid at his northwest Syria compound. Now, we don't know what kind of information we're going to get from them, but we probably will get something. And depending on where they're at and who's going to do the questioning, I'm not going to say that they're going to get it out of them one way or the other, but guess what? Some of these third world countries, they do get it out of them one way or the other. So we'll see how that works. And in addition, ISIS still does pose a threat, even after al-Baghdadi's death and the number two guy's death too. Because eliminating the Islamic State's leader, you have not eliminated the ideology that's still there. And until you wipe out every last one of them, you're not going to. Now, they did get the number two guy, who also was the public relations guy who fed out the propaganda and the newspaper and the internet and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. They nailed him, too, killed him in another raid in the eastern part of Syria, almost to the Turkish border, ironically, almost to the Turkish border.
So think about that.
Think about that for a minute. Now, also, the U.S. military is preparing to release photos and videos of the secretive mission against the leader of ISIS. I'm not sure when we're going to see that, but we will see some of it. We won't see all of it. And there you go. And by the way, let's not forget Lebanon either, because Lebanon, which is also in the mix of all this stuff, the president of Lebanon is resigning under duress and under pressure, because who is it that has a great influence in Lebanon thanks to Syria and is right there in the doorstep of Israel? Who is it? Hezbollah. All right, well, let's go over to the telephone lines for a minute here. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa.
60 seconds. You got 60 seconds today. Go for it.
Let's go down. Susan Rice, the last person we want Donald Trump calling is Obama. Okay, did you hear Susan Rice?
I did.
Should have called.
That was asinine.
What is the stupidest accent? You should be, you're the one who unmasked everybody. Okay, I could have wrote Horace's report in 5 minutes. Arrest Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, the whole crew should have been walked right into jail. It's a joke, okay? What's going on here? Donald, tremendous job. Ship, if you're a millennial, there's no such thing as free college. Go to McDonald's and ask them for a cheeseburger for 99 cents for free. See what they tell you. Get out of our store, okay? There's nothing for free. Donald, you're doing a tremendous job. You Republicans better grow some spine, because the American people are with Donald Trump, and we're giving our billions of dollars to him, and then he can decide who gets a penny from you fake Republicans. Let's get to work. Adam Schiff, you're a disgrace, and so is the DNC. Let's get to work, Adam.
All righty, Kyle, we appreciate that, and that's Todd in Tampa. Now, the other thing is, Susan Rice was exactly correct in what she said about Barack Obama, because there is a protocol previously that was set in place by other presidents that when you did a major mission like this, and by the way, when they went after Osama bin Laden, Obama was the president at that time. He actually called George W. Bush. He called Bill Clinton. He called H.W. Bush, he called all the living presidents and informed them that's called a protocol procedure, and they did do that. That's the way it was done. Now, I understand why President Trump didn't do it. I wouldn't have done it either. I wouldn't have let these people know, because loose lips sink ships. That starts with Nancy Pelosi and runs all the way back downhill, if you want to call Susan Rice being downhill. But I get it. I understand it. So in the meantime, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. And we're going to talk about a new candidate in California who's going to run for Katie Hill's seat. Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. The website, mossnissan.com. Now, how about checking out the all-new Moss Nissan North Tampa dealership at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Not only do they have a Nissan dealership there, they've got an Acura dealership there too. And I'm telling you, right there, North Tampa, Moss has come to Tampa. You already know what they've done in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You've already known what they've done at US 19 in Crystal River. But now they're right here in Tampa, north side of town, 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. You'll get an additional $500 savings off whatever vehicle you pick, new or used. And guess what? You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle with Moss Nissan or Moss Acura right now in North Tampa, 11001 North Florida Avenue. Tell them the captain sent you. It's worth $500 to you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, you're bright and chipper this morning because you've been up all night, right?
little bit.
Yeah. All right, we were just talking about that. All right, I am a bit taken aback by the news coming out of California and this Katie Hill, who's announced her resignation because she personally acted like, I'm going to choose my words carefully. She acted like a dumbo with the stuff that she was doing with her lifestyle. But anyway, George Papadopoulos, remember him?
Yeah.
He's going to run for her seat on the Republican side.
Interesting. He's definitely going to have a little bit of name recognition, I would think. I'm not too familiar with her district and how her district is made.
It was the last Republican district in the state, and she won.
Orange County.
That's right,
okay.
Orange County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's around it's around Palm Springs, that area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I mean, we'll see how it goes. California seems to be a bit of a lost cause right now. The only thing that's going to happen is I'm just going to continue to drop in regards to just the failures within that state, and whether it be in regards to the power lines and how the government forcing power companies to spend money on various different things when they should be spending money on actually making their infrastructure safer, their existing infrastructure safer, to the problem that they have with homelessness. That's just one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when people might eventually wake up and see the light. We shall see.
Well, it's getting whacked out because your home state of New York has just sent 12,000 people to other states. Some of them may have, in fact, gone to California. Some of them may have, in fact, gone to Illinois. Some of them may have, in fact, gone to another blue state in the Midwest, perhaps a Minnesota. But they've been sent them out of there to go to other states and be homeless there.
Yeah, well, listen, I mentioned that. I said, if you're going to be homeless, I said, why would you be up in the north? Doesn't seem to make much sense.
Well, I think they sent them to California, to be honest with you. I mean, we know some went there. We don't know if they all did or not.
Well, we know how the lack of infrastructure in California. You've got these areas and streets that, you got diseases that are popping up that
yeah.
will be eradicated that are coming back. Not good.
Yeah, third world. And they're going to wind up with a plague there. You watch and see something like that. Now, the House yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives, voted overwhelmingly to rebuke Turkey on the Armenian genocide that's been going on, which has been well documented. And there were a couple of famous names from the squad that voted kind of strangely, if you will. Tlaib out of Michigan voted against it, number one. And Omar, up out of Minnesota, voted present on the Armenian genocide bill. She voted present. That's a Barack Obama trick from years ago.
If I read it correctly, I heard her reasoning was that we have to condemn the genocide of Native Americans and also the slave trade. That's what she wanted to do first. Anyway, this Armenian genocide, that's been a long time coming in regards to coming and recognizing that. And yeah, from what I heard, it was actually Kim Kardashian was actually pushing to help get this recognized.
That's true.
They're Armenian. And it's been a big issue for a long period of time. It comes up every single year, and politics has said, hey, we're not going to go ahead and do that. We don't want to upset Turkey. Now the people in Congress feel like it's the right time to do it. So
yep.
Anyway, I don't, you can go ahead and you can condemn something like this. What does it mean? Is it helpful? I don't know. Coming out and saying, all right, Congress is now condemning something that happened a long time ago. Obviously, you got to condemn it. I don't understand the point behind doing this. I think you want to go ahead and you want to prevent genocide rather than talking about ones that had happened a long time ago. I don't know. I don't understand the point behind many of the things that Congress does.
Okay, now I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and take a look at all the different things he has to offer. Now, yesterday, the NCAA's Board of Governors voted unanimously, I was a little surprised with that vote, voted unanimously to allow athletes to benefit from name and likeness endorsements and make some money.
Yeah, we shall see. for the NCAA by doing this, they know they're in trouble. They are. The NCAA is a money-making juggernaut. It really is. You take a look at the amount of money that is spent on college sports, the amount of people that go to college football games. I mean, you know, I know I used to live in Florida. The college sports are much, much bigger than professional sports down there. Where does all that money go? I remember going to a Florida Gators game and looking at 100,000 people at a game, all wearing the jerseys and the shirts and whatnot. And I'm saying to myself, where does the money go? I'm sorry, it can't be just the coach's contract. And it can't be just going to say, oh, it pays for other sports at the school. Nonsense. All right, this is a step, saying, oh, okay, so athletes can benefit from their likeness. So if a video game company decides to put out a NCAA football video game, then the players in that game can make money off the fact that they're featured in that game. Now, again, I don't think it goes far enough. I think that the NCAA is still, they're trying to basically put a stop to many of the things where players want to actually get paid for playing. We'll see. We'll see what direction it heads in. The reality is, if you're a Division I athlete at these schools, you don't have time to work. You can't go get yourself a job. It is a full-time job, bigger than a full-time job, the amount of hours that you have to put in. So I don't know. I don't know how far it's going to go, but the NCAA is in trouble.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Again, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, well, Bill O'Reilly last night was on my friend Wayne Allen Root's television show on Newsmax TV. Wayne's got the number one watched TV show on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. And he talked about the concerted effort, and I talked about it earlier without knowing that O'Reilly had done this. The concerted effort by the mainstream, lamestream, left-handed media to try to control the narrative in America and put out all these stories, whether they're true or not, to try to create a division amongst the politicians on the right side of the aisle, try to create all types of wedges that you possibly can, and change the narrative around and make it sound like there's trouble when there's not trouble in the Republican Party. What do you think of all that?
You don't know what to believe anymore. I basically, anything that I read, any sort of headlines that are put out, I take a look at them and basically look at the country and see things through my own eyes. When people tell you about the economy or when people tell you about, oh, the Republicans are cracking and falling apart and they're not going to be able to make it. I'm sorry, I can see through this stuff. You have to become... in today's age, you got to become an experienced reader in regards to understanding what's being put out there and the fact that most news stories are being sold something. I remember back in the day, maybe you remember this, Matt, this is years ago where they discovered journalists, where they had all the journalists, behind the scenes basically working together to try to push a story in a certain direction. Same thing happens today.
All righty, well, we got to run. Here comes the music. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, coming up after the top of the hour news, Colonel Jim Warshuk, retired United States Air Force Colonel. Obviously, we're going to talk about the raid, al-Bakr al-Baghdadi's raid and all that good stuff. And we'll talk some politics, too, in the second segment. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.